What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live Tuesday afternoon. That's where I'm at. It's been a long day. Saying hello to everybody. And yes, Kevin, you made curfew. Well done. Time to look forward. Forget the past weekend. Go, Pack, go. Bo, I hear you, man. Not a whole lot new to talk about, though, prior to practice starting up tomorrow. Was hoping to get some Ibrahim Campbell news here late in the afternoon, but Packers have yet to announce anything. But hello to everybody in the chat. Good to see everybody. Much love. Thanks, Brandon. Very nice of you. Nathan, hello. Sup? Hi, John, Robert. Thanks for checking in. Zach, thank you so much for the super chat. Two losses, first Thursday Night Football and first West Coast game. No need to panic, guys. LaFleur makes mistakes, as you would expect, but he learns from them. I tend to agree with that assessment. I am very interested to see how they bounce back from this one and what kind of buttons he pushes. Let's see. Nags, what's cracking? Jade, not a whole heck of a lot. Sorry. Let me see if I got something here in the old inbox. No. Maybe something now. And no. Such is life. Malcolm, thank you. Focus on moving forward and being prepared for the next team. Sometimes a kick in the ass helps you. I would tend to agree. I am so happy that Matt LaFleur is our head coach. Seems like a great dude. I agree. It's interesting. He's really, not that, you know, I was out or had misgivings or anything, but I was very kind of, okay, let's see what he's got. I love how he's handled pretty much every aspect of the job so far. Now, obviously, it's still early in his tenure, but I am interested to see what kind of bounce back this team has after getting embarrassed. I mean, the Thursday Night Football loss to Philadelphia was one thing. That was a close game. They had the ball at the end to maybe tie it. And that game, you could say they were at least competitive. That game out in Los Angeles, they just didn't even get off the bus. So I'm very interested to see how LaFleur and his team respond to that one. Hot take, offense was better without Devontae. Well, Jake, they were facing a very different kind of defense, and they kept shooting themselves in the foot. I think you would have seen a very different kind of offense had they not been in second and 13, third and 16, and having to deal with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. It all works in concert. It's not the fact of like, oh, they added Devontae and they got worse. It's the combination of like 10, 12, 15 different things that led to the output that we saw on Sunday afternoon. Burn the tape and bury the football. That's right, Adam. I had the first cliche yesterday. Today is the second cliche. And then tomorrow they start practice and we start looking ahead. But right now, yesterday was burn the tape. Today's bury the football. Get it all out of our system. Flush it down the toilet. And then we move on to Carolina. Defense is struggling now. There's more tape on them. Peter, I would agree, actually, with that idea, especially in the sense that Mike Pettine really needs to change something up. They have continually trotted out the same stuff and been run on over and over and over again. And you can point to the red zone defense, and that certainly helped them out for a good portion of the game. If the offense had just been able to generate something, they may have, you know, had a chance. But at some point, you have to look at all those explosive plays they're giving up and all the yardage they're giving up on the ground and say, okay, trotting out the same stuff week after week after week is not yielding results. Babe, thanks so much for the super chat. What will the biggest thing to focus on for the Panthers game? Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I don't think there's any question how they're going to try and kill the Packers. A hundred which ways with Christian McCaffrey. I think essentially the Packers have to get back to running the football and, you know, having methodically detailed drives and not shooting themselves in the foot. And if they can keep their foot on the gas offensively, and by that, I don't mean quick scores. I mean methodically marching the football down the field, thereby keeping Christian McCaffrey on the sideline, because he is going to get his. The best thing they can do is get a lead, but even then he can kill you as a receiver as well as a runner. So yeah, he looms large over this game, and the Packers, everything they've put on tape for the past month, it would suggest that he is going to have a huge game. The question is can the Packers keep up offensively? What's going on with Jair? Did we overrate him, or is he just having a tough stretch? That's interesting. I just talked about this on the radio. I don't think he's having a tough stretch. I think he's playing corner in the NFL. I think he faced a really good wide receiver in Keenan Allen on Sunday. And yes, he gave up a few receptions, but there's still plenty of tape of him locking guys down. We just don't see that on TV. We don't focus on it. It doesn't get replayed. You know, Now, would you have liked him come up with that interception that Phillip Rivers tried to airmail him? Absolutely. Jair's still battling. Jair's still a very, very good player. He's still very, very young as well. He will, quote unquote, bounce back, but you know, don't get it twisted. He's still playing at a high level. Allison, the craziest thing about the Za'Darius Smith story that came out is it would not have been a citation in like 15 other states. Come on, let's go get it together. Allison, I would encourage you to watch Packer Transplants tomorrow. One Mr. Corey Banky will have some thoughts on the matter. Myself, I'll reserve whatever conversation there's to have be had around that topic to said transplants. Please tell me they aren't going to shadow McCaffrey with Martinez. I'm a huge Blake fan, but that's just asking bad news. Malcolm, I don't think it's going to be any one thing at all. I think they will try and mix it up as much as possible. Because if you show Carolina this is what we're going to do, you can bet Carolina will take advantage of it. Now, they'll mix up a ton of different stuff trying to slow him down. And I don't think you can stop him. You can definitely try and slow him down. Mark, thanks so much for the super chat. You've had to say no a lot, but from what you know is out there, any yes to help this team, something along the D-line perhaps? I thought maybe Corey Luget, who just signed with the Bills. I thought they might take a look at him. But outside of that, I haven't really seen anybody shake loose that I think they would give a call. So, nah, but we'll see. They've surprised me before. Dude, Rashawn Gary needs to play more. I hope you're not going down the road of, oh, he's a bust, because that's ridiculous. He just needs to play more, point blank. When he's on the field, he's actually pretty damn effective. He just needs more snaps. I mean, he's like fourth on the depth chart behind Kyler Fackrell, who actually played pretty decent. But, yeah, Gary just needs to play more. Gretchen, thank you for the super chat. Do you think the defense totally fell apart in the second half because they were burned out? Yeah. They were already on the field so much in the first half. Absolutely. Well, we saw that a couple times the last few years under Capers as well. You know, you can only do so much. And when you're on the field repeatedly over and over and over again, and then your offense is going three and out, getting one first down and then punting three and out. I mean, you look at the drive chart for the offense in the first half. It's absolutely frightening. Punt, 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 punt. You know, I think there was one drive that was over five plays. You know, yeah, the defense played its ass off and kept them out of the end zone for three quarters. You know, that should keep you in most football games if your offense is even approaching competency, which it didn't on Sunday. So, yeah, the big plays are a problem. There's no question about it. The run defense is an issue. No question about it. But give them some props. They kept them in that football game. That loss is squarely on the offense. I mean, yes, it's a team game and the whole team lost, but the offense didn't show up. And that is the biggest reason they lost that game. How do you feel starting Gary on the line? I don't know. I wouldn't use him as a starter. I don't mind him as a rotational guy, and they have started to do that a little bit. I would encourage you to check out Ben Fennell's stuff, both on Twitter and on The Athletic. Yeah, he's kind of highlighted some of the stuff they're doing with Gary now to get him on the field a little bit more. They did use him with his hand in the dirt, but I don't think that's his full-time gig. But we'll see. We'll see how much hybrid stuff they ask him to do as the year goes on. Packers versus Seahawks in the wild card round come January in Lambeau. Book it. All right, Zeke, we'll hold you to that. Ready for a bye. I'm not. I want football every Sunday. But, yeah. What's the word on Tanyan? We'll see. We'll get our first injury report tomorrow. I know he was inching closer last week, but obviously wasn't active. Hello from Washington State. Hello, Alex. How are you? Approach to handling McCaffrey similar to how we did with Elliott? Corey, I wouldn't agree with that one. I think McCaffrey is a much more dynamic back, and I know Elliott's a talent, but McCaffrey can hit you any number of ways. He's a lot like Aaron Jones in the sense that if you try and corral him on the ground, they'll just leak him out in what they make look like pass pro, and then they'll send him on an angle route, or they'll use him on some of those screen, those smokes on the outside, on the perimeter. They'll use him in the downfield passing game. They will use him all over. He is a queen on the chessboard. He is the most powerful piece on offense, and there is no single way to contain him. You can only hope to slow him down. Let's see. Joey Bosa was just a straight-up better player than Bulaga. Oh, Steven, no question. 100%. Bulaga was basically throwing batting practice out there. I mean, it was hard. It was hard to watch. Now, Bulaga is dealing with the finger, so I know he's not at 100%. But he didn't look great against Kansas City either before going out. So I'm hoping this isn't a trend, you know, a downward trend. I mean, Bosa is one of the best rushers in the league, so he's going to get his. But yeah, not a great game for Bulaga. Is Rodgers looking at Adams every play, slowing us down? Last four games of spreading it out worked great. Zachary, again, that is such an oversimplification. He's looking at Adams when he is the first progression, first read in the progression, and then hitting him because he's open. Now, they weren't big gains or anything, but you want Adams involved in the offense. Now, where they need to get back to, what they need to get back to is getting the backs in, more involved in the passing game. And they got to it a little bit with some of the screen stuff, but they can't completely lose that. But as LaFleur said, they didn't get to a lot of their game plan. You got to remember that. People bemoaning the fact that they didn't, you know, they focused on Adams. Well, yeah, but they barely scratched their game plan because they kept getting in second and 13, third and 18. And that got them out of their game plan. So, you know, I would reserve judgment on the, oh, they brought back Adams, now the offense is broke. That's much more on the penalties, on, you know, getting in long down and distance and getting behind the sticks has way more to do with it than the fact that Rodgers is focused on Adams. That had very, very, very little to do with their offensive struggles. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. What's happening with Z and Gary? Suspended maybe? I doubt it. Not this year. Maybe a one-game suspension next season, but there's no way the NFL all of a sudden turns up the clock and, you know, adjudicates this and hands out a suspension in season. I'd be absolutely shocked. Don't forget, when Aaron Jones got his two-game suspension from his incident, that was from a, you know, he sat out the first two games of last season for an incident that happened the previous year. I think the same thing will happen with Zadarius. Aaron Jones is amazing and should be used a lot in every game. Well, I tend to agree, but Jamal Williams is pretty good too. You know, I think they're a great 1-2 punch. I agree that Aaron Jones should be your lead guy, but you should still be getting Jamal Williams the ball. Did Kingsley Keke get any snaps? I believe he got like 6 or 7. Not a ton. How is Amos doing? Pretty damn well, Peter. I think he's been a really solid addition. You know, I know there was a lot of back and forth with people in Chicago about the HaHa Clinton Dix thing, but he has been a major upgrade over HaHa. No question there. Do you think the team was actually hung over from the night before? No. This is like really taken off online. No, they were not hung over. They were not late. They were just not focused. Probably too full of themselves, probably reading their press clippings a little bit too much. They just were not focused. You know, were they having a little too much fun, relaxing? Possibly. They weren't Max McGee-ing it out there. Kill that narrative. Why isn't Gary getting a lot of playing time, in your opinion? Because they paid the Smith brothers a whole lot of money to come play outside linebacker. That's pretty much it. And I think they have the luxury of being able to bring him along slowly. And that's what they're doing. I'm not so sure I agree with that approach. I would probably like him out there a lot more if I was the one in charge. But thankfully for you guys, I'm not. I feel like Raven Green is a big part of change overall in defense. I very much agree. And I think that's a very astute point. And I really hope he's able to be brought back off of IR. I mean, like I continuously say, we don't know where he's at rehab-wise, how significant his injury is, but hopefully they can get him back for the stretch run because he is sorely missed. Now, hopefully, I mean, I haven't been checking, but maybe we get some news on Ibrahim Campbell today. I think he would help as well. I don't think he can fill the hole completely, but I think he would certainly help. Prior to injuring his ACL last year, he was easily their best tackler on defense. Is Pettin on the hot seat? Not yet, Ryan. It's way too early for that. How about the comments from Rivers about them running the same play time after time? I talked about this on Twitter. It is a very real problem for Pettin's crew right now, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know why they're being so static on defense, but it is so obvious, especially against the better quarterbacks. You saw Stafford do this. You saw Rivers do it on Sunday. They come to the line of scrimmage. They see whatever the Packers defense is in. They make the call. They make the adjustment at the line, and the Packers don't react. There's no cat and mouse game. It's just, here's the call. Here's what we're running. Now, they adjusted a little bit in the second half against Kansas City. They tried to, like, basically slow play their rotation and not show what they were going to be running as far as whether cover two or cover three, etc. But for the most part, during a lot of this stretch of the season, we have seen static set after static set after static set, and it's allowed the quarterback to go, okay, this, all right, I'll make this adjustment, and I'll run the play, whatever we want. And more often than not, if you're, you know, a veteran quarterback, you're going to get your guys into an advantageous look in an advantageous play. And it's been very effective. And I don't know if this is Pettine needing to give Martinez more latitude at the line of scrimmage. I don't know what has to happen for that to change, but it does. The change it must is what I will say. Patrick, thank you so much for the super chat. How do you think the O-line will bounce back against Carolina? Very well. Playing in Lambeau Field, I think you'll see a much better performance. Jake, thank you for the super chat. Should Gary get some run at defensive end with the Smiths on the field as outside linebackers? He was good strength to hold his ground against the run. Well, we saw some of that against the Chargers, and I think we'll see more of that going forward. I'd still prefer to see him at outside linebacker, but that is one way to get him on the field. And as I was talking about a little bit ago, you saw some of that out in Los Angeles. Has Pettine addressed this issue at all yet? No, Caesar, he has not. I wish I was in town for coordinators this week. I will be in town Monday for LaFleur, but I won't be in town for coordinators. But I will have, I'm definitely going to have or request one of my friends in the media to ask about it. Put Smith on the inside, similar to Matthews a few years ago. I don't think he's the quick twitch guy that Matthews was. I think that would be the issue if you're talking about kicking him inside alongside Martinez at off linebacker. I don't think that's his game. But I don't hate it as if maybe a sub-package kind of wrinkle, but I don't think you want to do that full-time. But who knows? Maybe they decide it's time to tinker, and they give that a look. Which loss was worse, the Eagles or the Chargers? Oh, the Chargers, by far. The Eagles game, like I talked about a little bit ago, I mean, at least it was competitive. They had the ball at the end, could have brought it into overtime. They didn't, probably questionable pass interference call there, etc. That happens. You live with that. The Chargers game, they just got embarrassed. They just didn't show up. That's inexcusable. So that's the embarrassment. That's the worst loss, without a question. Did you take the over or under on Tony Brown's special teams penalties? We love his feistiness, but these penalties are becoming annoying. Yes, they are. The one, the offsides on the field goal is just inexcusable. And I mean, that's a one that extended a drive, led to more, you know, a touchdown instead of a field goal. That can't happen. And, you know, one or two more of those, and he's probably off the team. I wouldn't be surprised. Hell, I mean, let's just say it, probably one more. I mean, he's had enough now, but one more and he's probably gone. I mean, you guys know I love the kid, but he has got to get his head screwed on straight. He's got to get his head in the game. Is there a Mrs. Nags? There used to be. Did Josh Jackson take any defensive snaps? No, Ryan. He was inactive. He was in street clothes. Healthy scratch. Yikes. Billy Turner is week to week to be getting paid so much. Jesus. I love people get all up in arms about guys' money. He has played really well until Sunday. He has been playing well. Struggled a little bit in Kansas City. Really struggled in Los Angeles. But so did David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga. You know, it's like, I understand it's frustrating that you see Rodgers on the ground, you see pressure, etc. But like the whole idea, oh, he's getting paid. Who cares what he's getting paid? They all get paid. They're all making money. Yes. Move past that. You know? It just drives me nuts. Yesterday's press conference was a joke. The media was dancing around the point about not being prepared. Be direct, like you, Aaron. Mark, I'm going to disagree with you there. I thought Bill kind of hemmed and hawed his way through that first question, but he got to the point. And I thought Jason pretty much hit it straight on. So maybe they're not as brisk as I am. Maybe they're not as gruff when they ask it. But I thought they did a good job of asking the questions that needed to be asked. Alicia, thank you for the super chat. Your overall take on Jimmy Graham, I see something, but it seems a lot of Packer fans don't. I think it's really dependent on the flow of the game, and he's a bit of a front runner, kind of always has been, but certainly now. It's just frustrating. And I understand why Packer fans get frustrated when they see him catch a ball, and you know, there's absolutely no chance for yards after the catch. His athleticism has diminished as he's gotten older. You know, he clearly had a great game against the Raiders. And then he had a really poor game, you know, here against Los Angeles. I think it's going to be week to week, and I think it's going to be up and down. And again, as I was just talking about, people get all upset because they're paying him so much money. It's not your money. Who cares? You know? But that's why the frustration. I wish and I hope Bob Tonyan can get healthy and get on the field, because I think his athleticism would help them open up some things for Jimmy, actually. But yeah, and I think I've talked about this a couple of times. I think he's done really good work as far as trying to become a better blocker. He doesn't get enough credit for it. People play the highlights of him getting toasted and getting beat in block, you know, when he's blocking. And of course those are going to happen because he's Jimmy Graham. He's not a good blocker, but he has worked his ass off in Green Bay in a way I didn't see in Seattle, or we never really saw in New Orleans. I think he's, you know, he is a true pro, and he's, you know, he is at least attempting to get better. That's all I can ask of the man, you know? So like I said, I get the frustrations, but I don't think he's nearly as bad as most Packer fans want to make him out to be. I think our GM may regret not making a move before the trade deadline. No, you would think that because they just got their ass handed to them, right? So, of course, human nature says, oh, he may regret this. I think if they come out and go on another run, no one's going to be worried about it at all. We'll see. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. There's 300 people here. You guys are amazing. If you like what we do, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hey, if you do like what we do, not just on the video side, but the website, the content, the social, everything we do, hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. All we ask is $5 a month, supports everything we do. Everything I just mentioned, not just the videos, but the content, the website, everything. We really appreciate the help. And then, hey, if you are a Packers fan and you want as much Packers content as possible, I mean, it's what we all want, right? Download the Cheesehead TV app. It's on every platform, and it's got not only our content, but all the content generated from around the beat. Make sure you're checking everything out, because we love and support pretty much everyone in the blogosphere. Pretty much. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. Go Pack Go.